Hi, everyone. Wanted, chosen, loved. My journey began when I was 5. I fortunately experienced sexual abuse by my biological mom, boyfriend at that time. I told my mom he was doing nasty things to me, but she never believed me and thought I was lying. The next day, I told my speech teacher what happened. She then told the principal. When I got home from the bus stop after school, the police officers were there. They arrested him. They took me into custody, and I waited for my grandpa to come get me. After 3 years, I was 8 years old, and my biological mom started coming back into my life. And everything went downhill. She started to hit me, call me names. I even told her she wasn't my real mom. I went to school with bruises, and my teacher was called DSS. My biological mom told them I did it to myself. I began to run away just to get away from her. By the time I ended my 6th grade year, I went into hospital care. Afterwards, I was then placed into Brooklyn in 2012 for 3 weeks. From there, I went to St. Vincent's, a group home. In 2012, I was transferred to another group home called Salem. I was there for 3 months, 3 years, 3 months, and 11 days. I met my biological father during that time. I was 16. Since then, I have only seen and heard from him twice. After those long 3 years, I moved to Cumberland, where I was then involved with Presley Ridge. My first foster home I lived in for 3 years. It was there in 2018 that I learned my grandpa passed away in his sleep. It really took a toll on me. How could God take a man who protected me away? I had a really hard time coping with his loss, and it seemed like no matter what was said to me, nothing helped but my cat cheese. I cried for 3 weeks straight, but then things started to change. When I first came to the Rydals, my foster family at the time was on vacation. Later to find out that I was a first respite. Tiffany picked me up at the gas station, and then we went to church where I then met Josh. After church, we went to the house. When I walked in, I felt at home, smelled like apple spice and cozy feeling. The 4 days I was there was such a fun and memorable time. Tiffany and I were lost for 2 hours. I experienced a spa day, visit Brickley Springs and the healing waters. I was so sad when I had to leave the home and head to another respite family. I felt like Josh and Tiffany were my missing puzzle pieces. After I went back to my previous foster home, my foster family and I had quite a rocky road. It was there, we decided that living there wasn't the best place for me or my family. I then went back to the Rydals, this time permanently. I've been with my new family for 4 months and have experienced so much. My first ever family vacation, first time going to the beach, first henna tattoo, and lastly, a family that pushes me to be the best I can. My mom and dad love me like they are my both parents. And the best news is they are working so hard to adopt me. I have been waiting for this for so long. And to tell you the truth, they're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm wanted, chosen, and loved, and I'm proud to call them my parents.